Come on.
He just hear him out. He don't hear him out. He just hear him out. He don't hear him out. He just hear him out. He don't hear him out.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Air It Out. What's the grossest thing you've ever seen go down on public transportation? Plane, trains, automobiles, all that stuff.
Oh, I saw someone getting a blowjob in the back of a train, actually.
No, you did not.
Yes, I swear to God.
On an Amtrak?
Yes, swear to God, in Seattle. Swear to God. I was coming back with one of my buddies from downtown Seattle. We're like, oh, let's go take the train. And this couple in the back were like, sucking each other off.
Did they seem like homeless, or did they seem more so like, you know, just a regular couple going home and they happen to give a blow?
A little bit of both. It was like a little ratchet couple for
right.
sure.
Oh, okay.
But it was lit.
I was kind of lit.
What do you mean? Like,
I hate public. Like,
as a dude, you're like that. I respect that, because you like then you can tell
in front
all
of you.
Chris PDA Williams hates PDA.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
In front of somebody, didn't know.
No, I'm saying, as like my boys, I'm like, yo, I actually like, I hooked up in a hot tub one time. I can tell my boys, yo, I actually got my dick sucked in a train, public train, in front of people. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. I guess people roll differently. I don't think so.
No, dude, public sex is awesome. You can't deny that, Bert Chris.
Okay, actually, it's kind of fucking gross, but it was pretty gross.
Imagine you're trying to just like eat a meal and you see two people fucking next to you or something like that.
It's love. I want to see that shit. All right, this is footage that came out from a plane. This has been going viral recently. This was on a local news report. Let's see what happened on this plane. Tell me if you think this is wrong.
Comes from behind him on his armrest. And look at how he handled it. This is winning praise for people online. Take a look. Here he is now flying along, minding his own business when...
Oh boy.
Now here's what he does. And this is actually maybe a smart idea. Gets out his water bottle. Says, you know what? You're going to put my foot there?
Okay, that's kind of gross.
That's a violation. You can't be doing
that. That's not that gross.
You smell that all fucking flight.
Okay, he could have just like turned his head and like, yo, put your foot down, you know?
You should have to tell a man that, man.
That's disgusting.
Okay, was it a man? Like an old man?
It don't matter what. It's a foot.
Dude. The hair.
If it was a girl's fucking foot, I'd be sucking on them toes.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be sucking on them toes. I'd be, come here, you motherfucker. Come here, little piggy.
If it was me, I would be like, bro, like as a guy that uses window seat a lot, I like leaning my head on the wall of the plane.
True.
I don't want to smell that.
You don't want a toe in your ear?
No, it's disgusting.
But what if it was like a super sexy chick trying to get your attention? Just like, yo, suck on my feet real quick.
I'm probably not going to be like, yo, can I suck your toes? But I'd be like, if you're going to leave your foot here, let me get your number, you know?
Yeah, fair.
She's willing to let you suck your toe. She's willing to give you her number. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. But who was it, though? Was it like just an old dude? Or
this is definitely a guy. You can see the hair and the corns on that toe right there.
That's fucked up.
Hey, that's a guy, right? That's definitely a guy.
Bro, that's bad.
And like, dude. I didn't know like my feet smelled until like I used to just like, we all lived together, when I would just like take my shoes off and like just be in like the living room and everyone would be like, what's that smell? Who farted? And it was literally just my fucking feet, bro. Like, do you like in the shower, like literally like, scrub your feet at all? Like, wash your feet?
Yeah. That's too.
Oh, I have to remind myself like once a week, though. It's hard
not
to remember.
Like every day, right?
Right.
Now you got
I never wash
you
my
said
foot.
Once a week.
I never wash my
no,
feet, bro.
I said I have to remind myself once a week.
I say like once a week, and then I'm like, oh shit, dude, I have not fully scrubbed between the loins.
The thing I think is like the soap's coming down my body and my hair and stuff, and then it just hits my feet.
So that's honestly a debate, because you know there's people that have never washed their legs in the shower once?
I barely do, too.
Like, that's what I'm saying, bro.
I barely do
there's
that.
There's people out there. There's like real, like, first world citizens that don't wash their legs in the shower.
Yeah, I barely do that.
Yeah, what are areas you think you commonly miss? Like, toes is an easy one, feet, but it's grossest.
It's definitely, like, fucking, like, from my... It's definitely from, like, my thighs to my feet. Because I go from balls up to my armpits, boom, bop, shampoo to the hair, and then everything falls down.
Wait, so you're saying you wash your balls first and then wash your ball shit all over the rest of your body?
It's a similar thing, like, bro. Like,
now I think about it, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. If you're like scrubbing in between your ass, then you like wash your face. It's
like no, but like I do like no, I don't do it. Okay, not
sounds
not,
like you got caught pretty red-handed, man. You
no,
said you went.
Okay,
sounds
not,
you said
not,
you
had your ball juice
no,
all over you.
No,
Bert goes
not
bottom
in the,
to top. Bert's
no,
a power bottom.
No, not in the not in that order. I'll go like armpit, and then ball, armpit, the ball.
You know what I like to
it
do.
It depends, honestly. It depends on the day. But now I think about it, I definitely put some fucking ball juice on my armpits, bro. Like, straight up.
Do you guys also feel that you want your balls as gross and sweaty and smelly as possible before you hop in the shower? Because it's satisfying to smell that sweat and then get in and clean it off.
I'd rather my balls never be sweaty or chafing or anything.
Nope.
That was the sussest thing.
Nope.
Like, that was sus,
just
bro.
Just no.
If there's any part of my body that I don't want to sweat, it's that area. Because it's so uncomfortable when it's sweaty.
Okay. No, but, like, sometimes at night, I'll be, like, laying in bed. I'm like, my balls are just sweaty. Like, I'm going to take a shower before I go to bed. Like, I just can't live with sweaty balls.
It's also one of those things you can't help. It's always going to be sweaty. It's one of those parts of your body. Your feet, your balls.
Do you guys wear compression shorts or do you guys wear, like, boxer briefs? You know what I'm
compression
about?
Shorts these days, that has been helping a lot. I've been enjoying that.
But it's, like, it's way more sweaty.
No. I feel just way more loose and, like, I'm sweating less.
When I had, like, the freedom of, like, my doing, like, some ball clacks when I'm walking down the stairs and stuff, like, my balls weren't as sweaty. But every time I wear compression shorts, my balls just get, like, moist and fucking gross.
That has not been my experience. Do you share that?
Yeah, obviously, like, you get more ventilation if you're wearing less tight shit, you know?
But it's so hard to find, like, the right briefs, you know? Like, Fruit of the Loom ain't it anymore.
Obviously, that was, like, what, 8 years old? You wear Fruit of the Looms, and then you move to Hanes, then you move to probably, like something else.
Yeah, but I never wear Hanes.
Calvin Klein is the way, bro.
No,
Calvin
yeah.
Klein be... Calvin
Ain't
Klein
for the cat. Manscaped need to send me some more underwear, because those shit were gas, bro. Yeah. Manscaped underwear is so good.
That was nice.
Underwear is the only shit you can't try on.
That's true.
It's the think about it, bro. Like, you like, never, like, go to a store. Oh, yeah, true. But you just know socks are going to fix. They have sizes. But, like, bro, but ass isn't measured, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Like, think about it. Like, you're like, what am I, medium, small?
Or bald.
Front, girth. Back. Like, yeah. There's so many specs that you just don't even know.
But, yeah, that's definitely weird. I would not fucking deal. If that's a man's foot, I would definitely spit on
dude,
it.
Dude, what would you actually do if you saw this on your fucking... Okay, no. You're on a six-hour Spirit flight. You're sitting in shit, and that foot is next to you. What do you do? Dude, what is your exact...
spread out fucking... You can smell every bit of
I would
toes.
Smack it. I'd be like...
Dude, I would stand up and look at him and be like, yo.
No, yeah. I mean, if I smacked it once and he put it back there, then I would probably sit up and just... Piss in his face or something.
Dude.
No,
what do you do?
You know what's dope? You always tell the flight attendant. Getting told something by the flight attendant is so fucking annoying. It's like, oh, could you put your seatbelt on or could you turn off your phone?
But I've been sitting first class now, so I don't even
understand. Yeah.
Straight up, bro. I don't mean
we sit in first class. We like
straight
that.
Straight up, bro.
We got like that. We eating steak in first class. We going to Dubai, right, bro?
I know you buying Savers and shit, bro. I don't fuck with that anymore, bro.
All right, so guys, that was our episode of Air It Out. We want to go over the disgusting behavior that goes down on planes. Obviously, having, you know, intercourse on a plane, that's lit. But showing your feet like that, that definitely crosses the line.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Stay tuned for another episode of Air It Out. Make sure to subscribe. Hit the notification bell. We'll see you guys next time. Peace, guys. Peace. Woo!